podcasting from Nashville Guitar Store in the heart of Music City, USA. Bringing you inspiration, education, and behind-the-scenes stories from prominent guitarists and others influential in the music profession. Sharing tales of their history, discussing guitars, their gear, their work, what's on tap for the future, and delivering wisdom we'll all appreciate.
I sure wish I kept my first guitar.
That's how it all started.
It was that single guitar lick that made the song.
I love playing out, but it's good to be home.
Collaboration with these great writers inspires me and blows me away.
Your host is Marcia Ware, nationally recognized radio personality, singer, actor, and author.
Well, Teddy Richards is our guest today, and this is a resume I could really sink my teeth into. He has appeared with artists. He's opened for Seal. He's opened for one of my favorite bands, INXS. He's written with Andrew Ferris of INXS, and you know we're going to talk about that. As a guitarist, he's performed with Aretha Franklin, Al Green, Natalie Cole, Joe Cocker, Nelly Furtado. He's appeared on Leno, Letterman, Saturday Night Live, Good Morning America. I was doing a little digging on you. You've written some jingles as well, correct?
I did a piece for Folgers, and I'm currently doing a piece for DTE, which is the conglomerate that brings electricity to the people that live in Detroit.
I just want to welcome you to the program, and thank you for taking time. I want to start with a rather simple question that I ask every guest we have on this podcast. Can you remember the first time you ever picked up a guitar?
Must have been 1967 or 68. It was a little acoustic guitar, not a name brand or anything, but, that was the first time that I picked up a guitar. It is in the basement at my dad's home.
Now, I have been digging into your work and digging your work, if I may say, and I would love to know who influenced you as you were growing up back in the day.
I had a lot of influences, probably more than most. And I was also quite diverse even as a child. My listening ear went from not just listening to R&B and soul music, I also listened to a lot of pop. CKLW was our big station, which, is a Canadian export that came in quite strong in the Detroit market. I listened to CKLW, I listened to WJLB, which was a soul station. Right next door to that was CHB, WJZZ, which was a jazz station, WDRQ, which was kind of a poppy station. They'd play Elton John and The Sweet, things like that. And then also you had WABX, which was more of an open format, kind of experimental rock station. You'd hear Bowie and Zappa and Jethro Tull. You'd hear that stuff there. And then you had 101 FM, which was WRIF, which was playing, the biggies, Zeppelin and Hendrix. My listening tastes were vast, and I just enjoyed the whole spectrum. I never really got caught up in just one specific genre, and that became the only thing that I listened to. I still listen across the board.
I want to talk gear. Would you consider yourself a gearhead, or do you like to keep it pretty simple?
Well, both. Honestly, there are certain aspects of what I do where the KISS theory is in full effect. And then there are other aspects where I'm like very, very keyed in and neurotically, specifically this has got to be just this specific way. So it just depends on what aspect we're talking about.
Is there any new or noteworthy gear that's having an impact on what you're doing right now?
The bulk of what's really kind of, attracting my attention right now is something that's not even an instrument or a piece of software, but quite simply an iCloud backup, which you can buy these now. And I like the idea of having my own cloud. So again, with me running a business, my thoughts aren't just limited to the musical aspect of it, but it's the, where are all of these contracts and where's all my paperwork being housed and where are all of the recording sessions and where are all the video productions? Where am I housing those things? And, an external here, but also I'd like to have them in my cloud.
So are you the kind of person that's always looking ahead to the next innovation, or do you like to keep it pretty old school?
Well, I'm pretty old school there, and that's where most of my philosophy would be, if what you have, if it's not broken, don't fix it. I work with a lot of people who are just the opposite, and they want to have the newest, the fastest, the most, you know, and I'm like, well, that's all great, but it's not helping you write a better song. And so I tend to stick with my, you know, my personal favorites right now as far as gear go, as far as writing and recording, is my Logic Pro X. Most of my demo tracks get done there. From there, I embellish just a little, and then I pass it along to my business partner, Urban Chris, and he runs Pro Tools, and he keeps the most current version of Pro Tools with the newest plugins and forever adding to the library of plugins over there. And that's his world.
Okay.
My world is to sit here with, you know, bricks and mortar and build a solid foundation of a good song and give it just basic production, just so I can kind of hear what it is that I'm trying to get done and how I can kind of just represent that sound or that production style in a very limited, immediate form.
When you're in songwriting mode, what guitar, what's your favorite guitar to write with?
This one here, actually. It's just an Ibanez.
Oh, okay.
I bought it for $120 or $130. But the guitar plays well, and this plays better than I have a Gibson Songwriter Deluxe that I paid, you know, $2,500 for. This $150 Ibanez plays better than that Songwriter Deluxe. So,
love it.
This guitar, I play every night on stage with it. And when I'm writing, it's here in the studio. And when I'm recording, it's got a wonderful pickup built in, and the sound is nice and warm. So this does everything I need it to do.
Hey, can you give us just a little taste of something you're working on? You got anything in the hopper?
I sure do. Next week, I'll be releasing the first single from the third CD. And the CD's title is Solitaire. And the song that's going to be released as the first single is called The Speed of Life. Love is easy when it began. Just a prayer in the palm of our hands. Every moment, a grain of sand slips through the hands of time. Hang on, let the truth keep us free. Share the love that you found in me, now and forever after. Don't ever let it go. You're the song and the melody in my heart and on my mind. When our hearts beat in harmony, we move at the speed of life. Love was easy when it began. Just a prayer in the palm of our hands.
Teddy Richards. Solitaire is the name of the CD, and you have spoiled me rotten. I am just now, okay, I don't even care who says they are, I am now your number one fan, just so you know. So if you, and so if you just see these cute little brown eyes kind of peeking through your front window, it's just me. I'm just your favorite stalker now. I'm on it.
If you want to vie for the favorite number one fan, you might have to vie with my fiance over here.
No problem. I can take her. Hey, well, let's talk about songwriting, because I think it's fairly obvious now that that is a gift God has given you. You wrote with one of my favorite songwriters. I have a love for pretty much all things Australian, and INXS was one of my favorite bands back in the day. What was it like to write with Andrew Ferris? Was that intimidating for you?
Initially, it was a little, but it was very clear to me that he was a sincere person, and he had a good heart, and it was a pinnacle time for me, and it was really the beginning of my understanding of songwriting as it was supposed to be done correctly.
Yeah.
I learned so much over the period of the 2 or 3 years that we worked together. I learned a lot of the mechanics that had eluded me, for songwriting, and I learned the idea of hooks. I learned the idea of how to write stronger verses. I also learned how to sort of woodshed through a song and go back and to do your second version, almost like writing a paper. Prior to working with Andrew, I just figured you got up in the morning and wrote down whatever you wrote down, and that was your song. You know? And I didn't think of it in terms of an actual discipline and something that you can go back and look at objectively and go, hey, you know what? There's a better phrase that will fit here, or there's a better rhyme, or there's, you know, a full concept here. You're not just stringing words together. It was, you know, but I was young and I didn't know. Working with Andrew, I learned, you know, the impact that that interaction had on me as an artist, and it's just an indelible impact that Andrew has had on me, and vice versa.
Do you feel like working with Andrew was kind of a masterclass in songwriting that helped you write with other people?
Absolutely. I was given some of the greatest gifts that go into your toolbox for songwriting that I still apply with whomever I'm working with, or if I'm writing by myself. You know, now I'm ready. I have him to thank for that for the rest of my life. You know, I'll always be indebted to him for bringing that about. One of the other writers that I found that I clicked with very easy and I wrote very well with, Gary Clark. Gary Clark is a Scottish singer-songwriter, and he had a band back in the 80s called Danny Wilson.
Oh, meet Danny Wilson. Mary's Prayer.
There you go. Gary and I clicked instantly. We came up with the song Brand New Day. If I can I play a piece of that?
You sure can.
You found love that was a lie. You lost your heart and hope to die.
We'll have more with Teddy Richards after a quick break. You're at NashvilleGuitarStore.com. I'm Marcia Ware.
At NashvilleGuitarStore.com, paying full price for guitars is a thing of the past. Like dial-up internet. You'll find Epiphone, Fender, Gretsch, Ibanez, Taylor, and lots more. What you won't find is the big box store prices. Get yourself a killer guitar at a fraction of the retail price at NashvilleGuitarStore.com.
NashvilleGuitarStore.com.
Killer guitars at a fraction of the price.
When we started brokenhearted, the things that we did yesterday are still in our head. Let it grow.
That was Teddy Richards and Eyes of a Lover from his third CD, Solitaire. We got a lot more from him in our second half. I'm Marcia Ware, and you are at NashvilleGuitarStore.com. Teddy, let's talk about the song you played right before the break, a composition you called Brand New Day.
We wrote and cut the basic track in like a day and a half. For me, the turnaround time for something that quick to me was just like mind-blowing. Everything lyrically, it's said exactly what needed to be said, and Gary's got a wonderful way. I learned the also the economy of words, you know, saying only the words necessary and not just being overly wordy and gratuitously throwing stuff in there.
Right.
Working with him, I learned that even more. You know, I'd started that procedure with Andrew.
Yes.
And with Gary, it was a home run. It was a home run, the idea.
That is such a, and I'm going to tell you something, for our listeners, that is a great piece of advice. Economy of words for a songwriter. There's so much beauty and simplicity. That is a great piece of advice for our listeners who are out there wondering what it takes to make a good song. I think what it really starts with is keeping, like you said, the KISS method, keep it simple, sweetheart.
Less is more.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's fun for me as a writer at this point to go in and not know where the song's going to take me. Sometimes that's kind of a fun adventure now.
Yeah.
I've gotten very comfortable with, okay, I have an idea in my head. This is going to be a song about, you know, finding your long lost love, or this is a song about, you know, something definitive.
Yeah.
You know, and now what I'll do is I'll just go into it with a melody, and that melody will start to suggest, you know, is it a happy song or a sad song, or is this a melancholy thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll flush that little melody out, and then I'll find a little phrases running around in my head, one little word. And from that one word, that becomes the whole foundation that the rest of the song starts to grow from.
Oh, I love it. So you've got 3 CDs to your credit, correct?
Yes.
And you are getting ready to release your 3rd CD, Solitaire. That's the one with which I'm most familiar. What I want to ask you is, these are all your children. Songs are like children. And trying to pick a favorite song is probably like trying to pick a favorite child. But can you tell me which song on this project moves you the most?
Well, I would have to say Morning Glory is definitely one. There's another one that is titled I Am, which you may not have that one available to you yet because it's still... I'm not sure if I even want to put it on the record, but Morning Glory and I Am. I Am was a song that I wrote for my stepmom, who we lost a couple of years ago to Alzheimer's. I put this thing together. It was my gift to her, and I haven't decided. It's just, it's such an emotional piece for me. I'm just not sure if I wanted it, you know, to be out there.
Teddy, sometimes you write a song and it's just for you. It's just for your own personal arsenal. I get that. There's so much I want to ask you, but I don't want to keep you all day. I seriously, just be on the lookout for somebody peeking in your window, because I am seriously now your new favorite stalker. What is next for you? You described yourself when we first connected as not so much a musician, but more a businessman who deals with music. Is that how you put it? I'm trying to remember.
I'm blessed to be able to make it, and you know, to be very, very comfortable in the business of music. And I also, you know, most people don't know, but my father, you know, is a music publisher, and we own the family owns a large music publishing firm, which I also maintain and run and license. So I'm very comfortable with the artistic end and the administrative end. At this point, what I'm enjoying, in addition to preparing to release this 3rd record, I like being more in the studio right now and doing these projects. You know, I'm enjoying being not on the road so much. And it's been, you know, 4 or 5 years now since I kind of left the real road. And now the only road that I want to enjoy is in my RV, which is great. Other than that, it's nice to be in the studio. Where we are right now down here in Florida, this is Noesis 2. And I have everything that I need for writing, recording, and for getting projects from here to there. And I see more of that in my future.
So we can see you if we head down to, don't get scared when I say we. if somebody's traveling in the Naples area, they could just, you know, oh, let's go hear Teddy Richards. I would strongly recommend that. If you're going to be in the Naples area and you see that Teddy Richards is playing somewhere, please go see this man. I even love the covers that you do. You pick perfect covers for your voice. It feels like fresh air. That's what your music feels like. It feels like fresh air. And if you go to Teddy's Reverb Nation page, you'll see stuff like Summer Breeze, Ain't No Sunshine, Dock of the Bay, Sweet Melissa. I was like, oh, snap, he doing Sweet Melissa. That was great. And this is stuff you want to check out on his Reverb Nation page. Do you also have a webpage?
Yeah, I was going to say, if I can plug, I will be relaunching TeddyRichards.com.
Okay.
We're just at the tail end of this little tweaks on the site right now, and there's a lot of stuff that's going up there.
What is the best piece of advice you've ever been given that you feel you can pass on to our aspiring players that are hanging on your every word?
One of the ones that comes to mind, we already discussed, less is more. Stay grounded and stay true. To be genuine with your dealings with people and with your business associates and all those good things, even at the moment that they're happening, if you don't think that there's a wonderful payoff or that there's a blessing in there, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's just down the road a little bit, and you just have to, you know, have faith in what you're doing and trust that you're doing it to the best of your ability. And there's good in it. There is good in it.
Teddy, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time. We've gotten into your life and your art and your craft and your gear. Let's get into the head of Teddy Richards. This is what we call take your pick, all right?
Into the head of Ted.
In the head of Ted. So, all right, here we go. Guitar strings, 10s or 11s?
10s. Diodario coated bronze 10s.
Amps, Fenders or Marshalls?
Fenders.
Rockin'. Peanut butter, smooth or chunky?
Oh my God, I haven't had peanut butter in 900 years. Smooth, if I were going to have it, smooth.
All right, venue, small and intimate or arena madness?
Small and intimate.
This is a very important question for all of our artists who are in a couple situation. Toilet paper, over or under?
Over for me, but Lee always does it the other way, and I just have to live with that.
Couplehood, yes. Performing, studio or live?
Both.
Mm.
Both. That one, you know, I love them both. That's even territory for me.
This is always an interesting answer. Beer or wine?
We've been winos lately.
Yeah, rocking on. So what's your varietal? What do you like? Reds or whites?
Chardonnay has been where we mostly, you know, most of our things are Chardonnay. Lee, I mean, she had a glass of red last night while I was working.
Uh-huh.
And last summer this time, it was Pinot Grigio.
That's,
you know.
Yeah, we're doing Sauv Blancs this right around this time of year because it gets warm here in Tennessee, so the Sauv Blanc is kind of our deal. So,
oh wait, you know, if I might do another plug also.
Yes.
Lee, that's another project that that we have, Duke and Duchess. We have our own winery. But yes, we have our own Duke and Duchess wine over here.
Love it. I'm going to look that up. Shoot. All right, Hendrix or Clapton?
Hendrix, my first album was Band of Gypsies, which was given to me. I lived on the west side of Detroit over on Larchmont. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I had only listened to soul music, mm-hmm. you know, JLB and CHB. And my neighbor, Reggie, he comes over, and he was a bit older than I was. He's maybe 3 or 4 years older than I was. And he's talking about rock and roll, and I had never heard any rock music, and I didn't know anything about it. He goes, "You've never heard rock?" I said, "No." He says, "Here, listen to this." And he gave me Hendrix, Band of Gypsies, and he gave me Led Zeppelin, Houses of the Holy. And I still have, to this day, I still have both copies of those records that he gave to me. And talk about opening my mind and opening my head, you know.
4 a.m., getting up or turning in?
Getting up to come in the office and work and then going back to bed. I'll usually, you know, in the middle of the night, I'll get a lyric for a tune or there's something that needs to be done administratively. I'll get up and sometimes work for a half an hour, you know, or sometimes you just get up and do that one thing. It takes you 5 minutes and then back to bed. But, you know, normally I'm in bed. We're in bed normally, you know, like 9 o'clock, 9:30.
Yeah. The last question, this is not an either or. I'm always curious as to what guitar riffs guitar players like. Is there an iconic guitar riff that really gets your motor running?
Yeah. comes to mind. That comes to mind. It's been so long since I've played. You know, I'm at a point now. I play well enough in my performance to obviously accompany myself.
Yeah.
But I've gotten very comfortable as a producer hiring other guitarists and letting them shine and do their thing.
Uh-huh.
So I don't even think in terms of riffs and things anymore. You know, now it's more about just laying down a pad for, you know, and just putting the melody together, you know, something that the melody can sit on the top of.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have much in the way of riff that comes to mind at all. Okay. You know, not these days.
Well, Teddy, you know,
10 years ago, I had tons of.
Yeah. Well, Teddy, you have been an absolute joy. This has been such a great moment for me. I love speaking with different guitar players because I love it. Again, it's for me, it's not a melting pot. It's a salad bowl. It's flavors. It's colors. It's all in there together, kind of tossing it around and seeing what comes out. And you have had, I've really just enjoyed getting to know your music. And I am real, because Mark Bortz, the president here at NashvilleGuitarStore.com, he is probably, if not, he is your biggest fan. I mean, I was going to say, he and Lee are going to have to duke it out, because I know he has bragged on you forever. And I just want you to know that I appreciate, and you now have a new fan in me, and we want, David and I know we want to come hear you when we come to, if we ever come to Florida, which I'm sure we will. So I thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you, Marcia, and thank you, NashvilleGuitarStore.com.
Dedicated to bringing you inspiration, education, and behind-the-scenes stories from prominent guitarists and others influential in the music profession. To hear more, subscribe to the Nashville Guitar Store podcast in iTunes. Go to NashvilleGuitarStore.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram.